This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I guess it's a better name than what's his face? Rush.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal. Alright, let's get this ball rolling.
You want to talk some shit?
I do. The other day I was at the plasma center. This guy came in. A big guy. And his wife. I don't know if both of them were going to donate or not. But the one that was going to donate was the big guy. And I don't know why, but he was really, really busy. The appointment system's been down. So every time they come in, the people are super backed up. They have people there from 4 p.m. and it's like 5:30.
Yeah.
So this guy comes in after me and I'm standing by the doorway. Everybody's standing by the doorway. All the seats are filled. And this guy just comes in. He's like super pissed off. He's like, oh my gosh, it's so busy. If everybody would just move down a couple seats, maybe we could sit down. And like everybody in the place is just like looking to their left, looking to their right. Like, what the heck is this guy doing? Like, we're trying to watch a movie here. We're in the lobby. And this guy, all of a sudden, just like, any day now, and like waves his arms at them. And everybody just like quickly grabs their stuff and moves down. He's like, thank you. He's like, it was a seat for his wife, he said. He's like, oh, I don't need a seat. It's a seat for my wife. And I was like, that's cool and all, but you're like freaking out. And he ended up leaving because his pulse was too high. They went in to screen this guy. And they're like, you can't donate because your pulse is too high. And he's like, yeah, well, anxiety.
People would move down.
Anxiety.
Jeez.
Got all worked up for nothing. Yeah. Doesn't get his blood money.
Mm. How much do you get for donating plasma? Like $40?
The center I go to pays you $25 for the first donation of the week. And then they pay you $40 for the second. So it's $65 a week.
Hmm.
Which they're totally robbing us because after they process it and make it into the medication or whatever, they make like $3,000 off of a vial.
Really?
Or something like that.
Well, isn't it like 10% of the blood you donate actually is pure plasma?
They prick your finger at the beginning to check your hematocrit level, and I guess your hematocrits are your red blood cells, right?
Hmm. Like, I don't know.
Think. Anyway, whatever they do, they tell you, oh, it's at 45, or oh, it's at 47, which is a percentage.
Hmm.
So it's like actually half your
blood
volume.
Hmm.
But you can, it takes 8 weeks to replenish blood cells. So they tell you, you can't go donate blood and then come donate plasma because you'll be on a watch list or something.
Yeah.
And you can regenerate your plasma in like 2 days. Hmm. So you can donate every other day, but only twice a week.
Mm.
So you have to spread them out by one day in between. So I can donate like Monday, Wednesday, or I can donate Tuesday, Thursday. But I can only donate twice in a week.
Yeah.
Or twice in any... twice in a week, period. Mm. So if I were to donate Monday, Wednesday, the next week I couldn't donate on Sunday. Because that's still... within a week, yeah. I'll be donating 3 times.
So like a rolling 7-day period.
Yeah, so if I wanted to change my days, I'd have to like skip and like scoot it towards the end of the week.
Mm.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I do what I do because I'm desperate.
Yeah. Yeah. I was having a conversation with a coworker today about rescheduled cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
That just pissed me off, man.
Of Utah or where?
No, federally. Did you hear about that? The DEA was reclassifying THC.
I did not.
Yeah. It was back in, I want to say August. But Schedule 1 means there's no medical benefits at all. And it's pretty scientifically proven that it helps.
Cancer. Seizures.
Chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. Stress.
Yeah. And they rescheduled to Schedule 1.
Again.
Blew my mind.
I watched something where a guy was like, yeah, marijuana is not a drug. Coke is a drug. I suck dick for coke. I don't know anybody that sucked dick for marijuana.
And then you got Jeff Sessions, new attorney general. Yesterday, he said that marijuana is only slightly less bad as heroin.
No.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's the attorney general.
They had a presentation, I told you about this last time I was here, up in Logan. They were talking, some students from the U came up, and they were like, oh, we're going to talk about opioids and what the problems are in Cache County, specifically.
Yeah.
And then they went through their presentation and whatever, right? And it's all prescription meds, but it's very similar to heroin. It's the same thing,
yeah.
Opioids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no way you can compare those two.
No, not at all. But then I heard that it was all due to lobbying from Big Pharma.
Probably.
And prison unions.
Prison?
Yeah, prison unions. The prison police officers. Prison officers, I don't know what you call them. But,
guards or something.
Big Pharma, because they want people to stay on the opioids. So they make a ton of money off of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then prison unions, because if marijuana is decriminalized, then way more people are going to be out of the prisons, meaning they won't have as much income, meaning they'll have to let go some prison guards. And since it's a union, they're saying, no, we want to keep these people locked up in cages so we can keep paying our employees. Like, what? That's crazy.
It's all a big mess. There's so much garbage happening.
Nuts.
So I was kind of absent for a while. While I was absent, the Supreme Court ruled same-sex marriage, but they didn't ever address anything on marijuana. Just states like California, Oregon, Colorado, and I don't know the rest.
Well, when that happened...
Nothing has gone to the Supreme Court with it yet.
No, no. That's because Obama could have stopped it, but he just said, oh, I'll just leave it up to the states. And now he's out of office, and now it's Trump. So it kind of seems like there's going to be a big push from federal governments to kind of stop the states from...
It's definitely coming. I see a prohibition.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's ridiculous to just not even... Like, how much revenue the industry is creating for the states that have it legalized. Colorado and Washington. It's crazy. It's making so much money. New jobs all over the place, and Trump's supposed to be this big jobs guy. I'm gonna create jobs.
Jobbies grow on, or jobs grow on jobbies.
Yeah. This makes no sense. That's such a good industry for creating
market.
Jobs. And I just don't get it. I don't get why they're so against it. I just don't see why we feel the need to control what people can do to their own bodies.
True.
I'm kind of libertarian there. I think all drugs should be decriminalized.
Ron Paul does too.
Yeah. I just think it's gross that we're throwing heroin addicts in prison. That's not...
They became that way though because they got their wisdom teeth pulled once.
Yeah. Got that good Tramadol.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd feel much better about throwing my tax money at putting people in rehab.
Yeah.
And not putting them in prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I just think of freaking Jesse. Jesse, I'm Breaking Bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Poor guy. I don't know where he's at now. Wherever he's at. He's...
Oh, he's doing that,
freaking done.
He's doing that, show about cults now, isn't he?
Well, the actor himself, but Jesse in the Breaking Bad universe, I don't know what he's doing. Driving still? I don't
know. What happens in the last season? I haven't seen it.
Oh, my bad.
He just disappear?
Basically, yeah. You should have finished it. Now I feel like I've totally ruined something for you.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen Breaking Bad, even though it's been done for like 8 years now.
Has it really been that long?
No.
No.
3, 4 maybe.
I would have believed 8.
Or me too.
Seems like it's been a long time. Oh, man.
I was talking with my friend in the Firehouse Subs the other day. And I was like, man, we're just playing into the system. Like, gotta get a degree. You get a degree, you get money. Oh, and you get money, you get a job.
Get a house.
Get a house. Get a
mortgage.
Get a loan.
Yeah.
Pay us back. I'm trying to work for the life that I want to have, but I can't live the life I want to have because I'm working. It reminds me of one where it's like, I've reached a point in my life where I'm just waiting. Waiting for the next thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is.
The next iPhone.
Yeah, the next iPhone, probably. The next $600-$700 iPhone.
Yeah.
That was what surprised me the most coming back from Mexico, because we had like 20 peso cell phones. And we just like recharged them. Phones. No, they're not even flip. They didn't have it. They just had a screen and like a freaking keyboard.
Yeah.
And little cool ringtones that woke you up every morning that you'd have to change every week because you'd get annoyed with the same ringtone. You'd like, next one. No, but when I got back and I had to get a new phone, I was like, they're not that much, really, are they? They're like $700 or $800 now.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked. I was like, I can't do that.
I ended up spending more on my phone than I did on my PC.
I don't doubt it. I was saying, like, these are more than consoles. Yeah. I used to think, like, buying an Xbox or buying, like, a freaking PlayStation was, like, saving up for. Yeah. No, I gotta save up for my phone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could buy a PC easier. PC? Console? Way easier than I could buy a phone now.
Yeah. And a phone, they're made to fail. I swear.
Planned obsolescence.
It's like every 2 years, it starts bugging out.
Planned obsolescence. We're like, hey, we're gonna come out with a new phone, so let's design this so that, like, after wear and tear, it breaks.
Yeah.
And then it's like a essential component to the phone.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to do, like, an experiment where, like, after 1 year of having your phone, you stop installing the firmware updates. See if your phone just lasts, like, 5 years, you know? Could be in the firmware.
No idea. That would be interesting.
Slow it down.
They're like, let's bug them with a virus. This one will overheat their phone.
Yeah. Did you see the latest WikiLeaks? About the CIA being able to hack your electronics?
Well, that's been around for a while, I believe, but there's a new one? I don't know.
Well, it's been confirmed. Like, it's legit.
Snowden.
Well, that was NSA. That's getting the texts and calls, and they're still doing that.
Through Verizon, I think, is what the big deal was all about.
But well, it's through everything. They're just collecting everybody's texts, phone calls, emails, and storing them in a database, and just going through it slowly.
Searching keywords or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know. I say it's for terrorism, but I mean...
It's like that... What is it? They're coming out with a new movie with Tom Hanks and Emma Watson, and I don't know. It's called, like, The Circle, or Circle, or The Eye, or... I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, oh, they're watching you, ho ho. And Emma Watson goes and, like, works at this new place. And it's very obscure, the trailer. I still don't understand what they're talking about or what the plot is. But she goes to work for this place. She starts the social networking, and they give you a little glass eyeball thing that has, like, a camera on it. And it records your life. And, so there's, like, everybody has one, and everybody's sharing.
There's no privacy.
Something like that, yeah. That's my guess. Got Emma Watson in it though, so I'll be there.
Yeah.
Freaking Beauty and the Beast came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Well, not yesterday. I guess it was this today, but way early in the morning.
Yeah.
Late night showing on Thursday night. I have a roommate that's obsessed with Disney. Like, the word obsessed doesn't quite cover it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he went to see it last night on a date.
Yeah. He?
Okay, yes, he went on a date.
He's obsessed with Disney.
He thinks he's from California, even though he only grew up there until he was like 6 years old, and then he moved to Tooele. He's lived there since. But he's a California boy. Yeah. Then he went to Tennessee, served 2 years, and he's like, oh, I like Tennessee, it's fun. But nothing like California.
Yeah. Man. Isn't that weird? We just like to be like, we like to think we have a leg up on everybody.
Yeah. Or I'm special because I'm this.
Yeah.
What makes me special?
Everybody wants to be in a group.
I don't know. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Hold Your Goats podcast. Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah.